Okay, as John mentioned, you can find the status sheet for this under tab 13. The council received four requests. I shouldn't say four. The council received four requests. The four requests for experimental fisheries permits were published in the Federal Register, and the council receives a letter soliciting any comments on these. As you know, because the council, all these, the deadline, however, for all the, for the comment requests ended before this council meeting. So our policy now is to have the staff respond to the request for comments, except for those for which the comment period is, extends beyond the council meeting, and then you have an opportunity to provide some input directly. That said, the four requests were the GMRI herring EFP request, and that essentially was a request to be exempt from the midwater trawl restriction period in the Gulf of Maine in Area 1A, which is from June to September. The purpose of the experiment was to study the effect of midwater trawling on herring aggregations, and the amount of herring that was to be landed comes out of the herring RSA. Because of the controversiality of midwater trawling and in and this whole issue, the response, the council sent a letter, and the executive director, Paul, consulted with our chairman, and the response was drafted, and that's in information item one. And essentially, we did not have any objection to that EFP request. A second one was for the University of New England dogfish possession. The purpose of the request was for, or the purpose of the study was to learn more about dogfish life history. The exemption, the requested exemption was to be able to possess dogfish during a period when the fishery was closed in 2008 up to April 30th. Again, there was no objection to that request. It was for a fairly limited number of dogfish. A third request was from the Science Center Study Fleet programmatic EFP request that covers five projects, including squid, groundfish, and monkfish fisheries. The requested exemptions were basically from minimum size limits and possession limits for squid and groundfish. It's a very limited number of fish. None of the fish below the minimum size would be sold. They would just be retained by the scientists to do the experimental work or the research work. Final request was the from University of Maryland. It was a request for an exemption to gather monkfish to look at the effects of temperature on monkfish distribution and abundance. The exemptions requested were from Roll Enclosure 3 in May in the Gulf of Maine, and they requested an exemption from days at sea, multi-species days at sea during those trips. Again, as is described on the status sheet, we responded that we had no objection to that request. So with that, maybe there's some questions.
Dr. Pierce.
Actually, this is a question for Pat, if I may, Mr. Chairman. The herring research set-aside program in the Federal Register describing what is being requested, it indicates it's a one-year initiative. Yet the document itself, the proposal that was submitted to the service, indicates it's a two-year program. So that's my question. Is this for a one-year initiative subject to approval for the second year by the service, or is it 2 year?
I don't know. I need to find out.
Could that,
we only issue the EFPs for one season at a time, so.
That's just a clarification. Good. I'm glad you're going to look into that, Pat, because it, at this point in time, it would appear that the initiative is a pilot and then beyond the pilot for 2009, so that they're tied together. Consequently, I would think they would want to know, as would we want to know, is this going to be for a two-year initiative or not? And that becomes especially important, I think, for us to get that clarification from you, because in the first year of the study, it appears that they'll be doing their work with a single vessel, midwater trawl. And then the next year, they're going to use pair trawl vessels, midwater pair trawl, and purseine. So that's why I say the second year seems to be quite important as part of the whole package, just to make you aware of that.
Anyone else? Okay, that's it. We'll adjourn for lunch. Be back here at 1:30. In addition, in front of each council member is a copy of the two-page SSC report.